Reading and Writing. Activity 1. Read the passage and answer the questions.
At the Shuzhou Conference in June 2004, one of the delegates praised China's work on heritage sites. China has done excellent work in protecting world heritage, both tangible and intangible. Tangible cultural heritage includes museums and monuments, things you can see and touch. But what is intangible cultural heritage? Intangible cultural heritage, which is also called living cultural heritage, consists of the following features. 1. Oral heritage. This includes languages, spoken literature, music, dance, games, customs, and knowledge of traditional craftwork. It also includes the cultural places where popular and traditional cultural activities take place, for example, sites for storytelling and festivals, etc. 2. Living human treasures. Living human treasures are people who have the knowledge and skills required for the cultural traditions of their society. 3. Endangered languages. Endangered languages are languages spoken by only a few people, and languages which are not taught to new inhabitants of the region. For example, there are nearly 60 languages in Australia which are endangered or are disappearing. 4. Traditional music of the world. Musical traditions around the world form part of the intangible heritage of mankind in the same way as monuments and natural sites. For example, Kunqu opera was founded before the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644, in Kunshan, near Shuzhou. UNESCO added Kunqu to its intangible heritage list in 2001.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。